Radio Bus 101.
Hey, Ron, it's Dan Bynum. I'm going to switch Chad and Chris over, all right?
All right.
All right, guys. Next, Radio Buzz 101. I've got Ron Osborne on the line. Go ahead, Ron.
Radio Buzz 101. It's Ron Osborne. With me now on the phone is Chris Shin and Chad Taylor of Live. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Ron. We're doing great, man.
How are you doing?
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much for asking. Doing well. Loving the new album. Had a chance to listen to it a couple of days ago when it came out. The Turn. Lots of great cuts. Don't Run to Wait. The Way Around is Through. Need Tonight. We Open the Door. I'm just like, I got to listen to it over and over again. It's really good stuff. Let's start by asking, Chris, what are some of your early influences?
Oh, man. I think for me, it's funny. Yeah, my first ever concert was Bruce Springsteen, and it was the Born in the USA tour. Uh-huh. And I didn't even know what it was we were going to. That would have been like 1980, I guess, or something. And the lights went out, and everyone started screaming. And I just heard, "You ready to rock?" And they kicked into Born in the USA, and my mind was blown. Like, I was forever scarred. That was just, I didn't even know what I was seeing. That changed my life. But what really shaped me is bands like, early, when Jane's Addiction first came out, I was just enamored with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then went on to, like, you know, someone like Jeff Buckley. It's weird. So many things have influenced me. I don't even know
what Gabriel, I know.
Peter Gabriel's the other
Peter thing. Gabriel, yeah. There you go. Yeah. All good stuff. So probably that Bruce Springsteen concert and some of his music really did it for you a little bit, huh?
Yeah. See, I never had music in the family growing up. It was just, not that we were Amish or anything, but it was just my mom listened to Bruce Springsteen and my dad listened to George Jones. So we had the balladeer and we had the rock star. That's kind of the only two things I really listened to. So by the time I got into junior high and I still didn't know much about any music, and no one taught me anything. I just learned how to play myself and started creating music, I think, just out of, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I just started to create stuff that I wasn't here. I was filling a void.
Yeah.
So it might have been a blessing that I didn't have music, or I'd have gone like, well, I'll never be that as good as Dylan or as good as, you know, Hendrix. Or
yeah.
I didn't have that. I thought, well, Bryan Adams sucks. I can do that, you know. So I started to, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chad,
he's Canadian. Don't
I'm
hold that
kidding,
again.
Brian. I love you. See you Thanksgiving.
Chad, you're from York, PA. So you're close to being Amish. But
very much. I my home is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Early influences, Chad.
The Cure comes to mind right away. The Pixies, for sure. And U2, without any question of a doubt, was the very epitome of the band that I wanted to be when I grew up.
Awesome.
I loved the fact that they were ambitious and took on spiritual overtones. And I liked the fact that they were, of course, influenced by the Talking Heads and the Ramones and many of the bands that became influential in my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that just poured through me. When I was a kid, you know, like if there was a dream guitarist, it was like, you know, I want to be the Edge when I grow up.
Nice, nice.
It was so cool. I got to meet those guys when we were like 18 or 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And we were in London and I got to go to a party with them. And the Edge was dating Chrissy Hynde at the time. He had just gotten divorced. And we were at this party and he got drunk and he cornered Ed and I. And he was lecturing us on the music industry. And we sat there for about an hour. And then finally Chrissy Hynde came over. And I remember she called him Edgy. She said, "Edgy, Edgy, these boys are sick of hearing from you. You know, leave them alone, leave them alone." And we're like thinking, no, 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 don't do that. But then he finally did stand up and he walked away. He had like a Guinness or something. He walked away. And I looked at Ed and I said, "Did you understand anything he said?" And Ed said, "No, not a word." His Irish accent was so thick. We were like, to this day, I have no idea what he said to us. But it didn't matter. We just sat there and listened. We were like,
That's
oh,
awesome.
My God.
That's awesome. Chad, most memorable part, Chad, of any tour or venue date, and then we'll get on to the new album, The Turn.
Well, I'll just tell you the first thing that popped to mind. Nelson Mandela, for his very last public speech, mm-hmm. invited Live to come down for World AIDS Day mm-hmm. and perform as a part of his charity. And he literally spoke from our stage, like where the lead singer spot was. Awesome. Nelson Mandela set up a podium. And there was like 90,000 people in South Africa in this humongous stadium, and Live was headlining. And I was standing there on stage with my guitar on, watching Nelson Mandela give his very last public speech. And they ushered him off stage as soon as he finished. And, of course, the crowd applauded. And we had decided that the most appropriate song to play right after he left the stage was Lightning Crashes. We could kind of start it quietly and bring it in while they were taking him off stage. It seemed very appropriate. Well, I was so moved. I was trying to just stay focused on playing the song. And I started Lightning Crashes 3 frets up from where it should be. And my eyes were closed, so I had no idea I was in the wrong key. And I, you know, if you've ever had anyone stare at you, you can kind of feel them piercing into your back.
Are you doing?
Well, I fortunately opened my eyes and looked right to Ed, who was standing at the center stage looking at me like, what the hell? I cannot sing the song in the key. And I just, right before he sang the first line, I moved my hands back down 3 frets, and it just sounded like it was some weird intro to the song. Nice. But it's okay. It was only broadcast nationally throughout the entire globe.
Yeah.
No problem. But, you know, that was the moment that popped into my head.
That's cool. That's a great story. Chris, on the new album, The Turn, what's your favorite cut? I want to play that right now.
Oh, man, that's tough. I would say Need Tonight.
Okay.
It's a dark cut, but I like it. It's one of my favorites.
And I love that tune. It starts out very mellow.
It's a great combination of styles. The picky stuff is really what is my style, and I brought that element in, and then, you know, bring it into big rock. I mean, it just I think it's creepy. It gives me chills, which, you know.
Need Tonight, The Turn, from Live on Radio Buzz 101. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you so very much.
The Real Alternative, Radio Buzz 101.